Well, I see that you were able to make it.
You know what? Where else would I rather be?
Well, nowhere else. I mean, you know, it is the 21st, so that, of course, means that you were first in line to get the half-price Easter candy. It's our, see, the chocolate rabbit's already laying some chocolate eggs.
That was a Cadbury egg. I don't do the little eggs. It's all Cadbury eggs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you and Big Ricky.
Oh, poor Big Ricky. God, he's fat.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 21st of April, 2025, in the vacation year or week of Miss whatever. In the vacation year of Miss Dr. Gentilovitcher, I'm discombobulated. Aww. I've mixed time frames. I'm one of your hosts, the one who had to say
fat.
I'm fat. Who had to say let's record early? That's Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
It knew it was wrong and just didn't want to play. It was like, I don't want to do it. The shtick is old. And joining me today on a Saturday afternoon, a little peek behind the curtain, it's Big Fatty.
Hi,
Big Fatty.
Now, before we go any further, do you need me to take you to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto tomorrow?
I do.
Okay, when?
5:30 a.m.
I don't know.
5:30 a.m. 5:30 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
Please. Y'all, let me tell you what happened. So, I was laying in bed on Saturday morning, and y'all, I fell asleep on the couch. So when the alarm went off at 7 a.m. Saturday morning to check in for my flight, needless to say, I was a little, you know, bleary-eyed, if you will. So, y'all, I said, okay, well, go ahead and check in and grab the good seat and then edit the check-in for a same-day confirm, meaning within 24 hours each way of the original flight, I can, if there's a seat available in the same fare class that I purchased said ticket, I can grab it for no charge. And it's not standby, it's confirmed.
And confirmed.
So I said, all right, well, let me just, you know, so I said, oh, look at that. There's a flight I didn't know about. And this is where it all went south. I said,
great.
I hadn't seen that flight. It's at 11 a.m., something like that. And via Dulles, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to...
As you do.
And it gets to Vegas at 3 p.m. And y'all, I was already landing at 2 p.m. So I said, you know, I can sleep an extra like 3-4 hours. I won't be rushed. And it won't wreck my day so much. You know, because if you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, y'all, honestly, you're not good for a lot if you then travel.
Well, just remember that.
Well, you can go back to bed is the thing. Error. Like this pop-up, like obviously some string hadn't been input correctly in the app and the code. And so I was like, all right, I'm just going to roll back over, go back to sleep. I'll deal with this when I wake up. Well, y'all, I rolled back over and I got up in the, you know, because y'all have that memory foam mattress, and I got back down in there and settled and tossed and turned. And then my, all of a sudden, you know, I'm laying there getting a little bit annoyed that I can't fall asleep, if you will. And I'm just looking for some, yeah. And I'm just, you know, whatever. And then, and I said, oh, what? Who is calling me at 7:30 on a Saturday morning? So I said, hello, it's me, Larry Vader. Because y'all, when the phone rings, when you have elderly parents and the phone rings at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, it's not usually a good thing. And it was, y'all, it was Collier. It was Collier calling from the United. And he said, Mr. Vader, we saw this and you know, we tried to, and you were failing and it did whatever. And he said, would you like me to go ahead and put that through for you? And I said, well, Collier, this is unexpected. He's like, we're having issues. And like, you're not checked in. And I was like, what do you mean I'm not checked in? Like, whatever. But I was like, you know, like I'm half asleep. So obviously maybe I didn't tip or tap the correct thing. Right. Y'all, and Collier, he clicks and he points and he clicks a little bit more. And he said, all right, well, we'll see you soon. And I said, all right, Collier. Hang up and unplug my phone. And I'm laying there in the boudoir, you know, the love chamber, if you will, looking at it.
Yeah. Y'all,
y'all know why I hadn't seen that flight? Because it was for today. It was for Saturday.
Oh. Oh, well, there you go.
And so, y'all, I had to call Collier back. And I said, here's what had happened. Collier. And y'all, I was nice about it, but I feel like Collier should have said this is a different day. But it's my fault. Like, I didn't notice that. So anyway, y'all, luckily they were able to reverse it. So I got back on the 6:52 a.m. flight. And I said, all right, I'll just change it later. So, y'all, I got up, got myself, you know, zhuzhed, if you will.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, y'all, I went over to get, you know, on the Saturday mornings, I like to go to the Starbucks. So
So
I went over and got my coffee, and I'm sitting there, and y'all, I did it again. And so,
y'all, the old people, they do not understand the technology.
And, y'all, I'm looking at it. And I said, well, that clearly says April 20th. So, y'all, y'all, United was having some sort of issue, or still is. So, y'all, I finally just gave up. I had to call, y'all, I had to step outside, call Collier again, and say, I think something is wrong. And he said, well, you are on the noon flight. And I said, yeah, but, and he said, that's today. And I said, well, I'm at the Starbucks, and, So y'all, anyway, all that to be said, I said, can you just put me on the noon flight through O'Hare tomorrow on Sunday, the 20th? And he said, sure. I said, cause that's what I want. And I said, I understand there's a significant layover. I don't love that, but you know, I still get there at 6 p.m. Pacific. Right. And
is like, that 6 p.m. in the evening?
It is. And I said, okay. You know, honestly, I'm there for 10 days. I think I can lose a few hours. I get to sleep in. And he... Oh. And I said, ooh, that's a lot of tippy-tapping.
Was that actual audio there?
It was.
From Collier?
It was. It just triggered something on my computer. But anyway, he said, Mr. Vader, you're not eligible for that flight. There's a glitch in the app that's showing you that flight, but you're not eligible. It's a different fare class. So, to that, I said, So, y'all, I'm leaving at 6:52 a.m. And, y'all, I think I could have pressed the issue. But, y'all, at that point, I suspected that they were done with me. So, y'all, I tried again this afternoon. Y'all, it showed up again. Y'all tried it on the computer, on the Saffron.
Ah!
And I said, maybe I can. I'm sorry. Like, it showed the flight. I clicked. It was like, try again. Here's some other options you might like. So, y'all, they're obviously having some sort of technical issue. So, yeah, I'm a little afraid to mess with it too much at this point because we don't want to end up with a canceled flight.
Can you? So you're saying you cannot get an Orange Hat fare?
I cannot. Well, apparently I booked the Orange Hat fare is the problem. Because, y'all, I booked this flight in January. I booked it early. Anyway. So that's the story. But y'all, if you didn't pick up on that, I'm off to the Las Wages for 10 days, 9 nights. Y'all, the Glavitas is flying out while I'm there, and we're gonna have some fun, and other friends are going to be there. And as I told Chris on Friday or Thursday, whenever I talked to him, I said, you know, I'm going. Because he's in Seattle or something.
He is.
He's somewhere on the West Coast. I think he's in the Seattle area, and I think he's got a special friend.
Yes, I remember him mentioning that. Excuse me.
Are you doing your taxes?
No. But just for Daniel Bieber's sake, I'm going to go over here and run something through the shredder. He always loves when I get up and do things like it. Here we go. You ready? All right.
Professional.
There you go.
You know what? If only we had a professional audio podcast.
I know people who will give you some tips.
Just
the tip, though.
Right. But, y'all, as I told all Chris on the phone, well, we're tippa-tapping. Y'all, I shared the PDF of this event. Because, there's a PDF of the schedule.
Well, hello.
And y'all, I said, look, this makes Leather Weather look like the most well-oiled machine you have ever seen. Like, because
the PDF does.
Right. Well, the event in general, but the PDF is not far behind. And y'all, my favorite is, and I even, I was very polite and I pointed this out to the organizers because every night, you can get the free bottle of the Papas if you go to the Kuma Men's Health Club, which is, the bathhouse. And y'all, I, as politely as I could, said, hey, you may want to, take a look at that because y'all, that place closed like years ago, but longer than a year ago. And I do not frequent these places, but
But you just happen to know that it was closed.
I know everything. First of all, many Uber drivers have told me that it's closed. But second, there's a bar right next door called something. I don't remember. Not Flex. But it's terrible. But I've been there and the place was, they like had taken the windows out and were, ripping out the insides of it. So, y'all, I know it doesn't exist. And so, either way, my email was met with silence. And so, to that I said, all right, well, ain't nobody going over there anyway. But
they're not going to get no free bottle of poppers, that's for sure.
I mean, maybe they just, maybe volunteer.
Maybe there's somebody sitting out front handing out bottles of poppers.
Right, okay. Yeah. So I guess that's just a way to get them to go to that video bar that's over there. But, yep, y'all, by the time you've heard this, y'all, I've already been to the Hog and I've been to the Flex. Now, y'all, I don't know what shape I'll be in because I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'll probably be exhausticated, but I've already checked into my motel room there at the Tuscany Suites. I did the online check-in on Saturday morning. But yeah, so I'm good. I'm ready. I'm excited, and I can't wait to go.
Well, and poppers for all.
Oh shit! Hold on.
Y'all, once again, taking a nod from another podcast. We won't mention its name.
Right.
Why did that work? Oh, well.
How's
your whole
family?
How's your whole Family, how's your hole?
Family,
how is your whole family?
How's your whole?
Y'all, we've got to have
a nanny. Uh oh.
Y'all,
is this? Maybe this is. We should call this the hat nanny instead of a hoot nanny.
Right.
It's a hat nanny.
Y'all, it is a hat nanny. Y'all. Father Hat went to the doctor this week, had a bunch of appointments. Y'all, everything was okay. Nothing out of the ordinary. They just told him he couldn't have more oxy, so that was a little disappointing to him.
Ooh.
But y'all, I get this panicked testimonium on Friday afternoon that says, call me, it's emergency.
So, oh! Is this from the hat or the hat arena?
The hat. The hat arena. Texting isn't her strong suit.
Okay.
And so, y'all, I call, and y'all, there truly had been a travesty.
Uh-oh. What happened?
The hat arena was out cutting the grass.
Riding lawnmower that you serviced last time
correct,
you were
correct.
There.
So she and she had her phone in her belt clip because, of course, she has a belt clip. So she could not hear this ring. So this is the Father Hat calling me with his problem, which is the electric recliner had died and he was reclined and could not unrecline.
Did he ask you to drive up and help?
I need you to get in touch with your mother. I've got to use the bathroom, and I am stuck. Y'all, it continued on Friday night. I called back to check in.
Can I assume that the electric recliner shorted out because it got wet?
Well. Yeah, y'all, I don't know. He said, well, I just don't understand. I said, well, first of all, it's 9 years old. Second, when I was there alone, y'all, it was getting a workout. It was on fire, basically.
Right.
It was, you know, whatever. He's always got to adjust. Y'all, it's got to be a little higher, a little lower, up and down. Because, y'all, he has to get up and TT about every 30 minutes. And so... Woo. Because of his medication, y'all. And so I called back on Friday night to check in, and he was just cursing like a sailor because he was in the Hat Arena's recliner.
Uh-oh.
Which is not electric.
Uh-oh.
And y'all, it's on the other side of the living room.
Oh, well, that just throws everything
right,
off.
It does. Well, this is just not going to work. And I said, well, you don't have any choice. You're going to have to just lay there and deal with it. I said, I will get up on Saturday morning and I will just come on up and I will help with this situation. Your mother's going to... All right. So y'all, I don't know the outcome exactly, but y'all, he sent... There's a furniture store there in their small town that said they had the electric recliners on the interwebs. No prices, of course. So,
of course,
but they didn't open until 10 a.m. Saturday, and y'all, it might as well have been 10 p.m. because he just that was so long.
10 p.m. in September,
right? So basically, he had put their number in his phone, and he was going to call them. He was going to start calling about 9:50 until someone answered, and I said that is not the way to get what you want,
right?
But to see if they could deliver a new recliner, now. I assume
within the hour, yeah, I'm sure.
I assume this all worked out. He's like, I don't care how much it costs. And I said, well, I think you should. And I said, you know, furniture prices, you negotiate a lot of that. So you need to see what price you can get because, you know, whatever. Don't pay the...
Or free delivery and setup.
Right, all that stuff. And I said, they need to haul the old one away. Well, what's wrong with the old one? I said, well, it doesn't work. It's reclined. And so... And truthfully, it's probably the remote control that moves it. But y'all, that would have taken days to get the replacement remote control.
Oh, that'd have to come from China.
Probably.
And, you know, the tariffs.
Tariffs. It would be terrible. And so, y'all, but about... So, I got... You know, I went and had my coffee, went and got my hairs, did... Y'all, I was home by 11 a.m. Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting on the couch, and I kind of have a list just to make sure I don't forget.
Well, you know, it's, something you've got to have the travel document.
And y'all, I don't love a travel document, but when you're going for so long, you're like, oh yeah, I bought coffee pod, so I'd have the good coffee, or I bought this, that, or the other. Oh, I need to remember to bring the harness, you know, just in case.
Right.
You need to horrify some people.
Princess harness?
Yes, it is. And so, you know, I was just going through my list, making sure I had everything. Y'all, I got the testimonium at 11:12 a.m. And y'all, I'm going to send this photo to Big Fatty.
Okay.
And y'all... 11:12 a.m. Let's see.
That's going to come in on the chat.
No, the tip of tap. I'm sorry. At 11:18 a.m. Okay. Yeah.
Right, let's get rid of the chat. Wait a minute. 11:18 a.m.
This is the photo I get. Now, remind you, the furniture store didn't open until 10.
He's already in the new chair.
Correct. Y'all, and ignore all the junk stacked around him. That's because he has to have everything within reach. He's smiling. Y'all, he's convinced the Hat Arena to take him his photo in the new chair.
Is he wearing some sort of shroud for Easter?
I don't see a waistband. It's true. I don't know if it's a jumpsuit or a blanket. I'm wondering. No, that's a shirt. I don't know. It looks like it's just a solid black fleece jogging suit. Because, you know, the old people get cold.
Okay.
So, y'all, I have not checked in because I'm going to run to the car wash. Because
at the car wash,
the it's neighborhood cleanup day. We forgot about that. But y'all, they've weed eated all over my car, so I got to go deal with that. But yeah, so that y'all, that's my week. And really, the highlight of my week has been the recliner, the electrical lift chair recliner drama. So I just, you know, I hope you can all enjoy it as much as I did.
Just sounds fabulous. Just fabulous.
Now, Big Fatty. Yes. Before we get into the what everyone's here for.
Yes.
Y'all, and I'm not going to play the music because it's not a voice letter, but y'all, we got an e-letter.
Oh, an e-letter.
Yes. And it says, "Dear Larry Vader and Biggest Fatty, just caught the Larry is Angry and Has a Rant episode from February 24th. And I know this email is coming about 2 months after you apologized for the email kerfuffle, and I appreciate that. But I'm just happy that you and Big Fatty do your little show together. And I just wanted to, it's a long sentence, and I just wanted to contribute a little bit, but no apology is necessary. You've got busy doings. We all know that. Fun fact, Harley and KC and I thought of that Jetsons noise independently, but that just means great minds think alike. I'm glad you like the new jalopy noise. It's not a noise. It's an effect. Also, I'm sorry about the car wash carelessness. That's horse pucky, and you showed great restraint with that attendant. Y'all, I don't remember. Anyway, y'all, this is 2 months ago, so I can't remember yesterday, much less 2 months ago. Love you both. Keep doing what you're doing. Your devoted listener, Tim. P.S. Big Fatty, don't be afraid to have the downtown adult care talk with Larry. It's sad when it's time, but it's time.
And that's Tim.
Tastes like burning Tim. Yeah, did it. Maybe that's in the Tastes Like Burning is the e-letter address there. So Tim, thank you for the message. We appreciate that. And if you want to send one like Tim an e-letter, you can send it to meh@thelfc.online. Now y'all, we've got some
breaking news.
Y'all, the 20th anniversary.
Uh-oh, 20th anniversary?
It is, of the LFC is coming up in just about two months from the day.
Oh, 2 months from now.
And y'all, we've got some big doings planned.
y'all, let me correct him. He's got some big doings planned because I have been very busy. Left out of the planning, so it can be a surprise to Big Fatty. Well, it'll be a surprise to all of us.
Part of it is, y'all, I reached out to our good friend, that ChatGPT.
Oh, yes.
And I said, ChatGPT, here's the deal. I'd like a quiz.
Here's the deal.
I'd like a quiz program. And ChatGPT said, I can't listen to audio files. But if you have a transcript, you can send me. So, y'all, I then ran about 200 episodes of the LFC through a transcription service that I have. Uh-huh. And uploaded that to ChatGPT. And y'all, ChatGPT has created a quiz program for us called...
A quiz program, mm-hmm, okay.
It's called Fatty Feud.
Oh, the Fatty Feud. Mm-hmm.
And y'all, it's did Big Fatty say that? Or is it a news headline, I believe, is the criteria. And y'all, I don't know
have
the answer.
Have you looked at the questions?
No, because I don't want to...
Oh, because you want to play along, too.
I do. But I think it's going to be funnier with, you know, did you say it? And do you know that you said it? Or was that a news headline? So, we've got that. But y'all, the big breaking news is, and I'm teasing this.
More breaking news.
Breaking news. We have a new intro.
Uh-oh.
So we will be debuting that on an upcoming episode to start celebrating 20 years.
Are we going to have to play the bagpipes for Chicken Poodle Soup?
I feel as if we should be very careful that they don't come back and ask for royalties. Though, truthfully, we haven't ever made any money, so there's nothing to pay. So there's that. But yeah, so just a little bit of a teaser, because y'all, it's been 20, can you believe that, 20 years? Now, Big Fatty
seems like an eternity.
Right. Big Fatty said, I wasn't on it for 20 years, but y'all, Big Fatty made his first appearance very soon after the little show started. So,
really? Was it that soon?
It was pretty soon. It was within the first month, I would say. So, okay.
Well, let's see. I have saved that episode.
Oh.
Let's just see if it has a date on it.
So, y'all,
Big
we're going to.
Big Fatty.
It's riveting. Riveting. Anyway, y'all, the June 23rd episode is when we will celebrate our 20 years of nonsense, foolishness, and mayhem.
That's the first Good Morning Big Fatty. Well, I don't see it, so maybe it's gone.
Well, I've got it, so don't you worry. But yeah, so y'all, I think this is riveting, as Daniel Beaver would say.
Riveting.
I think that,
you know, there's another show that does quizzes, news quizzes, that uses the ChatGPT. Mm. Very difficult questions. They've had to dumb it down some.
Oh, well.
Hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. And y'all, I am clueless, but I have to guess if they're dead or alive. And then, of course, I have to tell you who they are, because you're never going to know otherwise, unless you're Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. Ooh, his career's dead, but I think he's still with us. Y'all, he's an actor, and y'all, he played Tony in Who's the Boss? And everyone remembers Judith Light, but I think we need to remember Mona from Who's the Boss.
Oh, yes.
Because she was fabulous. Yes.
Tony Danza is indeed alive. He was an American boxer and actor. And he was on Taxi, the Tony Danza show, and Who's the Boss? And his character's name was Tony on all three of them. Right. I guess that's so he could remember who he was.
I guess so.
Probably so. All right, John Muir.
Ooh, John Muir, dead, y'all. He once sat on a rock with Theodore Roosevelt and convinced him to start the National Park Service. Y'all, he was an ecologist, I guess is the right word. That Muir Woods in Northern California is named after him.
Yes, that's where the redwoods are.
Yeah.
John Muir is indeed dead. He is a Scottish naturalist and discoverer of the glaciers up in the High Sierras. Oh. So, how about that? And he had those woods named after him, like we just mentioned. Okay. He
started the National Park Service with Teddy Roosevelt, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this would have been Queen Liz's 94th birthday. All right, let's see, who else do we have here? We've got Charles Grodin.
Ooh, Charles Grodin dead. Y'all, you would know that Charles Grodin, y'all, he was the athlete. He was the sports baller. And later, he was one of the announcers.
Yes, mm-hmm. Charles Grodin is indeed dead. He was an American stage actor and screen actor from The Heartbreak Kid, Midnight Run, Ishtar, and he was in all those Beethoven movies. Mm-hmm. He's also a quiz program. I mean, not quiz program, a Chitter Chat host.
Ooh.
So, how about that?
How about
that? All right, let's see here. Have we got time for one more?
We can have as much time as you want.
Okay, well, we've got time for one more then.
Okay, perfect.
Rob Riggle.
Robbie Riggle. Y'all, dead as dead can be. Y'all, he was the inventor of...
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I can't remember which of the two. Y'all, Rob Riggle was the inventor of the basketball here in the United States.
Oh, yes. Rob Riggle. He's alive. Oh. He's an American comedian and actor. He was on Modern Family, The Daily Show. And he also did that the Putt-Putt Golf Show, which, holy moly.
Who knew?
So, holy moly. Yeah, how about that?
Never watched any of those. So, okay, how about that? No, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Big fatty. So,
yes.
Ooh, no show next week.
No, what time do I really need to be at your house?
5:30 a.m. in the morning. Please? I know it's early. If you can't do it,
it's not early.
I can always leave my car at the villa.
No. Yeah, no, because you leave it plugged in and I can't afford the electric bill.
Don't have to leave it plugged
for that. Oh no. Oh, y'all, he's got something in his eye. Is it a sty?
It's a stitch.
It's a stitch. A stitch. He's got a stitch.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, some people, if they have a stitch, you know, the stitches have to be so large, they're
sutures. They're made of yarn.
Mm-hmm. Yarn, yes. Yeah. Or rope. Rope. You know that rope you used to have to climb in PE class?
Oh, I assumed you meant the one that they used to tie cruise ships to the dock with.
Ah, or yes, that one.